Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Leah Lovio, conscious wellness thought leader, keynote speaker, mind-body global advisor will be joining me, along with Fabi Paolini. She's a brand strategist, a creator of Power Buyers, getting your message out advocate. Then the sports doctor's in, some emails, some questions. Leah, welcome to the sports doctor.
Dr. Bob, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here and share this time with you. I know you are very, very interested and have experienced a lot with how important the thought processes are and how people heal, how they perform, especially with all the extraordinary athletes that you've been able to work with.
Well, you know what's amazing, Leah, as we've watched over this past decade or so, all of a sudden what was considered semi-voodoo 20 years ago, 25 years, what do you mean you're seeing a hypnotist? Or what do you mean you're going to acupuncture? You know, the term was alternative medicine. Then all of a sudden, right. I think it might have been my namesake, Dr. Andrew Weil, who said, let's use the word complementary. So on the sports doctor, we have talked a lot about the mental side, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their grandmother, whether you've got chronic problems and pain that you're dealing with, or you're looking to be the best in the world. We've come to have tremendous regard for the role of the mental side of things and this conscious wellness where you're talking about tuning in to the importance of your own body. Talk about what you're talking about, Leah, which is, again, conscious wellness and how it can accelerate healing and what a big deal it is in your background.
Yes. So in conscious wellness, what we do is we collaborate, we dance. I call it the dance between scientific medicine and spiritual medicine. So what we try to do is remove any aversion towards any type of healing modality. And the first thing that we do is we realize that all medicine is ancient medicine. It's been around forever. And in this day and age, we've got tremendous studies and we've got research and placebo, nocebo studies.
The challenge is the Wild West. The challenge is
exactly
become the Wild West, where everybody's a coach and there's a 10 million supplements. And we specialize in having these groups like the new sports pharmacist. And we see what's going on in the world of biohacking and anti-aging, functional medicine. And, you know, I had a Taoist master on a couple of months ago from the Netherlands. He was talking about 2,500-year-old lifestyle rules like simplicity and consciousness that made as much sense today if you were in the locker room as 2,500 years ago. Tremendous respect now for all of these areas. And that's one of the challenges, I guess, is the fact that, you know, people are really, really looking to keep it simple.
Yes, and I think there's definitely a way to keep it simple because when you look at the ancient modalities, such as the Taoist that you had on your show, for example, we think, you know, red light therapy or infrared saunas are innovative and new, but really in reality, we were doing this ages and ages ago. You would go to a village shaman or to the, you know, plant medicine man or woman in the village, and they may tell you, hey, you know what, I want you to sit in front of a fire covered in wool and sweat it out. So, you know, we've got the saunas today, but we were doing this ages ago.
Now so you're getting the science, yes. And now you're adding the science, which is all good news, because this is, again, whether we're talking massage and deep soft tissue therapy, whether we're talking, again, and you make a big point of, again, people, whatever the modality is, you know, hydrotherapy, whirlpools as good today as any of them. So is ultrasound.
Exactly.
So all of these areas that we're looking to stimulate health healing On the sports doctor, we've been making a big deal over the last decade, Leah, with hyperbaric oxygen, brain health, and challenges on that side. Again, all with the idea of trying to, you know, accelerate healing is a big deal to the best athletes who were, can you get me better yesterday?
Absolutely. And so there is one key ingredient. Absolutely, you can. And I know you've been doing it for a very long time, but you know very well, and I've had this conversation with many doctors that I work with, that the patient or the athlete or whoever the client is, if they have in their mind and they believe that these modalities can and will work for them, there is a big difference in the outcomes. You know the people that say, oh yeah, everything works for me, or I heal very quickly. And then there's other people that say, oh no, nothing works for me. You know, I tried this, that, and they feel like nothing works for them. And this is where we have to work on the thought
process.
Well,
the idea, I think, a big, big word is include. Including these yes. thoughts. Processes involving the fact that you're going to pay attention to the fact that these things are going to be helpful is a very, very helpful, and science is starting to show it, whether it's the brain waves, whether it's other kinds of activities that are done to measure. It's just, again, like we had said, it's a wild west. There's so many different coaches and supplements, and you know, the you can't watch television in the United States without every 5 minutes seeing drug commercials. You know, there's only two countries in the world, Leah, that allow RX drugs on TV, United States and New Zealand. And if you're not watching a drug commercial, you're watching a diet commercial. So, you know, trying to separate all of this misinformation to solid information has become a very, very big deal on the functional medicine side. When people want to find out about you and your work, what's the best place they can go to find out about Leah, about your work?
Yeah, usually the best place is to go to my website if they wanted to schedule something with me. I'm mostly hired by either conferences or medical organizations, and I usually speak for them and do consulting for them. I have found that doctors are really starting to see and realize the importance of the thought processes and having conscious wellness, not only for their patients, but actually we work with the practices themselves, the doctors
absolutely.
Themselves.
Burnout is a huge topic on the sports doctor, whether we're talking to the coaching world, the parenting world,
yes.
or the doctors. You know, one of my frequent guests has been Dr. Chris Amott of the Yankees. He's a team doc talking about, what are those pressures like, doc? When we're talking about being dealing with these kinds of athletes and the millions of dollars. And the idea, again, of having these things included, and they are learnable and they are teachable, I think has become a very big deal. What are the kind of age groups that you include in your world when you're talking about paying attention to all of these areas?
You know, paying attention to all of these areas should start from the time a person is very young. But
Bingo.
We find what I, yes, absolutely. There's no age for it. Hopefully, most parents and practitioners will start to incorporate having more of a positive mindset combined with doing the research, absolutely 100%. And that's something that I always like to make very clear, because just like you said in the beginning, there was a time when, you know, thought processes or mindset or energy was considered woo. And I always tell people, it is not woo at all. It's actually very practical, logical, and rational. The fact that your thoughts create chemical reactions in your brain, which make you feel an emotion, and that emotion will incite you to take an action. And you know that action can be that you are going to take care of yourself or you're not going to take care of yourself.
Right. Or you're going to calm things down and you're going to pay attention. You know, to those types of situations, regardless of the level sometimes with the every time we talk about youth sports, and many times we're talking about the overzealous parents on the sidelines or the pressure. The more talented your son or daughter is, many times, you know, when you're watching the Olympics, you're watching kids who have been specializing for years growing up. It's not for everybody, but it definitely is part of, you know, whether you, like you said, I think it's a great point that you're working with the physicians themselves, because I think, again, everybody in medicine needs to pay much more attention to the effectiveness of adding all of these, again, I call it the mind game, whether you're a psychologist or a psychiatrist or you're a religious individual, and spirituality has become now well included in the highest level of sports medicine, as well as, you know, fitness. You know, we've got juvenile type 2 diabetics because these kids are, they grow up inactive, the childhood obesity. I've been talking about that for like about 30-something years, and that's why the earlier the better. And, you know, educating organizations, and again, a great group to include are the physicians themselves, who are dealing many, yes, many times with the, you know, I'm going to give them a pill, I'm going to give them an injection, or we're going to get surgery.
Yes. And the other thing is that even the physicians sometimes become, like you said, burnt out. And this is why we do work with the physicians, because when a person comes to any type of doctor, they are coming to save their life. They are coming to have a life. And this is when doctors and physicians understand this, that each person comes to them for a miracle, because without that wellness, they can't do life as they want to. They cannot practice their sport as they want to, or whatever their livelihood
so
is.
So how do you find the relationship? There's so many professionals in these areas, again, in the psychologists and non-psychologists, the explosion of coaching. How do you know, especially to who to look to? I mean, we're talking about some of these in general. Do you find that, for example, the educational side of things are starting to pay big attention and add to curriculum, paying attention to this? Like, again, the medical school might be starting to pay much more attention to everything you're talking about when they're training physicians.
Yes, yes. I actually work with some medical organizations that educate practitioners. And I'm very happy to say that upcoming, it's called SSRP is one of them, that feeds scientific research. And they have a congress every year. It's called the Peptide World Congress. And one of the doctor that actually founded it is Dr. William Seeds. When I first started working with him, for example, he only wanted science, science, science. But as we've started to work together, now he's invited me to actually do the opening talk for the Peptide World,
yes,
Congress.
Is a great example, like biohacking, of a word that 90% of the people you tell them don't have no idea what you're talking about when we're talking about all of these new areas in medicine and science and supplementation, as well as some of the, mm-hmm, oldest of theories. That's why I call it if you have your pencil out, you and your associates, I call it the new medicine. And number one is eat smarter. We could talk all day about it. Number two,
yes,
keep moving. We could also talk all day about that. Choose whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, like you were stressing here, reduce stress. Pay attention to the mental side. And those are the three things we could fit everything that you're talking about into when we're trying to deal with some of these different populations where, you know, technology itself is driving a lot of doctors as well as with the disease different areas, hopefully driving them together. When you're talking about high performance in business or sports or any area of life, you're talking about, again, right, paying big attention to all these factors.
Those are the three key factors, mind, body, and spirit, right? You have to optimize all three. We don't neglect any of them, because when we neglect one part, another part suffers. That's just the,
yes,
way it is. I've had clients.
And I
say
yes,
that
and I'm so excited to see that the mind-body connection has become such a big deal when I look back over the past decades in the idea of physical fitness and wellness. Regardless of the age group, the fact, again, that there's a tremendous connection, whether someone's fighting chronic pain, whether they're overcoming a sports injury, whether they're dealing with who knows what kind of stress, the fact that we can make a big deal, and I think a big point to what you said, is regardless of the modality that you're having, that you're working with, it sure helps if you will accept the fact that you expect it to be helpful. And expected to have,
absolutely,
need good communication between the groups, parents and these kids, parents and coaches. We need that communication, Leah.
It's absolute teamwork. Everyone has to be on the same page. And if you're not working with people that you believe in or that you believe in their modalities, then you do have to find someone else to work with. So it really is key, you know, with whether it's a coach, the parent, the kid, or the practitioner, everyone has to have this optimistic mindset. Obviously, always doing the scientific research as to what the mechanisms are and what the best protocol is.
Oh, yeah. Many of the figure skaters I saw over the years, they were doing visualization 25 years ago. The sports world thought they were nuts, as well as my baseball players at the time. He had a hypnotist. One of my famous guests from Australia, Sue Williams, she'll be on in a week or two, comes back. But she's a sports hypnotist. Again, 20, 25 years ago, this was thought to be voodoo. So now these things are becoming a very, very popular, and I think it's great news for the most part. And the earlier I think we include this, the better. I knew the time would fly with you. What again, is the best place people could find out, Lee, about you and your work?
Yes, my website would be perfect. Yes, my work is at lealovio.com, and that's LEALLOVIO.com, and that's the best place to get a hold of me, or they can follow me on any of the social media, also LEALLOVIO.
Yes, you have some great social media stuff that I've seen. I would recommend everybody tune in, actually, to that. Leah, hold on. Everybody will be right back. It's Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I want to welcome Fabi Paolini. She is a brand strategist, the creator of Power Buyers, getting your message out advocate. Hey, Fabi, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob.
The world of brand and branding, you're a brand specialist. You know, when you listen to almost whatever the topic is, getting your message out, such a big deal. Give us, Fabi, your background on you and this whole world.
Yeah, well, essentially, I started my career in advertising and very quickly moved on to becoming an entrepreneur and building my own business. I did an MBA with a specialization in branding. And in 2015, I'm originally from Venezuela. In 2015, I moved to the U.S. and had to find a way to build my business from scratch here because I didn't have a network. And so I needed to find a way to get my voice out there. And what I realized really quickly is that having a brand that looks beautiful and has great photos and images and, you know, all the visual aspects that are great, but without a strong message, it kind of gets lost. Because ultimately, we live in a world that is highly competitive. In today's world, even more so with AI and with so much access that people have to information. And
it's
so
the Wild
West.
We call it
exactly.
Whatever the topic is, whether again it's anti-aging, whether it's sports medicine, whether it's the parenting side of things, youth sports, the pressure is immense in so many different areas. And the fact again, depends on what your message is that you're looking, to get out when we're talking about getting a message out. But, you know, like my first guest talking about the mental side of all of this, becomes a very, very big deal. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, mm-hmm. whether you're their grandmother, or you're their coach, or their business owner, we start to see, again, that not only do we need some sort of magic or good or very powerful topic or message, but then we need something like what you're talking about is, how do you get the brand architect to help you getting your message out.
Exactly. It's extremely important to be able to effectively communicate at any level, right? At any level, there is no more important skill to have than being able to clearly communicate with your audience. And
who's
so
your audience,
that's basically
Fabby?
What I focus on.
Yes. Who's your audience?
So I work mostly with coaches, with consultants, with executives, personal brands, basically experts, a lot of experts and professional service providers at different levels. And I help them really be able to translate what makes them exceptional at what they do so that the world can understand it clearly.
It's a big deal. It's a huge topic. Again, you can't think of almost any area that it wouldn't make such a very, very big, positive difference. And I guess if you're going to be a brand message architect, then you're the one who you're looking to add, whether it's strategic, positioning, the idea of being able to not only have a great topic, a great product, great message, but also to have a great way to somehow get it out there. What's power buyers?
Yeah. So what I have realized is that a lot of people think that their audience is just made up of people who have problems. And the reality is that just because, right? But the reality is that just because somebody has a problem, it doesn't mean that they're automatically a buyer. And so for me, a power buyer is somebody who has a problem, but they want to invest, whether it's time or energy or money, in solving that problem. These are people who are committed to solving that problem. So a lot of the work that I do is I help my clients identify who their power buyers are. What is the identity behind the problem, right? Not just what are the symptoms, what's going on, but what makes somebody actually willing and able to invest in solving that problem versus those that don't.
What about the ones who want to invest in enhancing their performance? See, this is, we make a big deal out of that side of it too, to say the least. Again, whether you're working with business people or the best athletes in the world, enhancing performance, enhancing recovery, is a very, very, very big topic. But like you said, the idea of these overwhelming problems and, many of the mental, experts I've had on over the decades had long ago talked about what a challenge we were going to have between social media, let alone the pandemic. And how much it added so much to the pressure cooker that so many people live in, regardless of what they happen to do, let alone the idea that the yellow pages used to be the methodology in so many ways. It's just crazy. In many ways, the pressure, again, whether it's a business, sports or no sports.
Right. Well, I mean, I think ultimately, whoever the audience is, for me, the idea of power buyers is essentially about speaking to people who are committed to improving their lives in one way or another, whether it's in performance, whether it's in whatever area, right? And there's lots of people who say that they have a problem, they talk about the problem, they talk about how bad it is, but they often stay in victim mentality and don't take action in solving it. And there is a place and a way to support those types of people, obviously. But ultimately, what we want as coaches, as business owners, or even maybe as parents, right, depending on what it is okay, how do we speak to people who are actually looking to solve those problems, who value spending the time, the money, the energy in actually solving that problem? And so that's what I find to be really, really interesting and impactful.
Well, it's interesting. The word coaching 20 years ago, there weren't any coaches. There weren't any lifestyle coaches or mental coaches. Now you can't turn around without running into three coaches in so many ways.
Well, I have found that there's more coaches and coaching niches that I even knew existed. We've worked with coaches for the last 10 years and have
if it's 20 years ago, if you mentioned coaches, someone's picturing a football coach or a basketball coach. They had no idea about the world of mental coaches. And this has been one of the challenges as we've watched the Wild West of mental coaches jump into the world. psychologists, psychiatrists, psychotherapists have had concerns regarding sometimes, you know, whether it's weight loss programs or whatever, it was those crazy, so many different situations. That's why on the Sports Doctor, we pay attention to three things. One is awareness, whatever we're talking about or whoever we're talking to. Number two is education, again, about that same situation. Number three is some action takers about what we might be talking about. And what are some of the age groups that you pay attention to?
For me, most of my clients tend to be about 35 and over, essentially.
How about male-female percentages?
No, I mean, the slight majority is women, but I do have a lot of male clients as well that I work with.
And again, do you find, like we talk about, the you know, the new medicine, as I call it, is very, very simple. One, two, three. One is eat smarter. You could talk all day about that. Number two is keep moving. We could talk 2 days about that, whatever the sport is or whatever your activity. Number three is deal with stress and recovery and emotion. So the many times those types of challenges end up making such a big difference in the whether it's the overzealous parent or the overzealous scenario regarding coaching or the whole idea of the hierarchy in areas of business. And how is that the medical side of things, the psychology, the psychiatry area, the pharmacy area, how does that mix in to your type of population?
Well, I work with a lot of health, wellness, lifestyle coaches. You know, what I was sharing before is that we work with close to 1,000 clients in the last 10 years. And so there's probably every possible niche that you knew existed and didn't even know existed in that population.
That's a great example of the reality of what you're talking
right.
about. What's the best website people could find out about you and your work, Fabi?
They can find me at readytoinvestclients.com.
Okay, readytoinvestclients.com. And do you find more and more people are very aware of the fact that there are ways of training these mental systems, and that an open mind helps? And again, you know, whatever modality you might happen to be using, like our first guest was talking about, Leah, where she was talking again about, you know, ways of accelerating healing, paying attention to that whole side of things, you know, let alone this big challenge of branding. I'm trying to remember one of my guests a couple of months ago, Ray Perez, and all of the international branding he was in the middle and involved with. What a big area that is.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that, dealing with developing brands. You know, who can you find to come up with Just Do It, Fabi?
Yeah. So essentially, you know, Bob, for me, it's about, it just comes down to communication, right? I do believe that in the last 10 years, probably in the last 5 years, there's been a massive evolution in terms of people really looking to improve how they present themselves and how they show up and understanding their purpose.
Looking inward.
More and,
yes, looking inward.
Exactly.
Exactly what you're mentioning. I agree with you totally.
Exactly.
And
so
good for us. It's
exactly.
Almost
absolutely.
Almost always helpful until you add politics.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
But so as long as the message speaks to that, right, as long as what you're creating in terms of your marketing and what you're sharing with the world speaks to the type of people who are looking to improve themselves and looking to do the inner work
the health and wellness side of what you do. The idea of keeping fit, 80 is the new 60, you know, 70 is the new 50, anti-aging, huge area, you know, functional mm-hmm. medicine, and it's all great moves into paying attention to the other side of what's been a half of a nightmare when it comes to some of our healthcare systems and challenges that we see. And again, all this does is add many times pressure to the mix. You know, how big a deal is rest and recovery to your world?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's certainly extremely important to be able to speak to those types of people, basically.
And when you're dealing, again, you know, the senior population is such a big deal when it comes to activity. And it comes to, again, you know, trying to stay active, the weekend warrior, et cetera.
Right.
So, again, these are all populations, the sandwich population, you know, they have parents as well as kids and all of these kinds of pressures that they might be dealing with. And any kind of business talks so much about the importance of, you know, that power buying and or brand architect. Talk more about that with Fabi Paolini. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and we are talking branding and some of the different specializations and strategic positioning, the whole world of getting your message out, regardless of whatever your business happens to be, with Fabi Paolini. And we were talking more about the power buyers and paying attention to some of these different areas and how important you felt the education was of getting your message out. I would imagine all sorts of different types. What are some examples of businesses? Chime in a little bit about that, about this whole, you know, any type of branding, what a challenge it is, and many times how creative it could be.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, ultimately, there's going to be a lot of different businesses that are selling what you're selling, right? No matter what we do, there's always competition, if you will. And so it is so important to find creative ways to communicate what makes us different. I like to call this your angle of mastery, which is literally finding your angle. What is your angle? What is your perspective? What is the approach that you're bringing to the conversation that is different? And I always like to say, like, you know, if Coca-Cola exists while Pepsi exists, it means that every single business can exist. There's not a total monopoly.
That's a great moniker. What's your angle? Now, if I'm talking about your the Q angle of your knee, we might be talking anatomy. But seriously, I think that's a great point. Again, because we're talking about how do I present my service or products? How do I get the message out? And what your angle is makes a lot of sense, even though you could probably talk about that all day, right?
Absolutely. It is extremely important to be able to find out and uncover what is that perspective? And oftentimes people think, well, my angle has to do with how kind I am or my experience. But in reality, for me, it's about just what are you bringing to the table that's different? Because ultimately, everybody can say, oh, hire me because I'm kind. Hire me because I care about my clients. But the reality is that the reason why people buy has to do more with your, you know, that different kind of quality that you're bringing to the conversation. Does that make sense?
The product and or the messaging. Hey, everybody, the sports doctor's in. How could I help you?
Exactly.
Exactly. But I think that, you know, these kinds of rules many times make so much sense, and we can learn an awful lot about them, with the idea being, again, you know, more proficient in what you might be presenting. Again, especially in this world of overload times 100, where, again, I used the example before where if we were in the yellow pages, it was a big deal. And now, you know, the world of websites or the whole world of information, it's like, again, so much of the Wild West. And unfortunately, having to pay attention to misinformation becomes almost just as important. And, you know, there's not an insurance company that doesn't include humor when you talk about branding. You know, you can walk around whistling all of their theme songs sometimes. It's amazing how effective it could be in so many areas. So the idea, I guess, is being able to develop a plan, a strategy, like you said, what the angle might, what might be some other bullet points.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. Another great example is cars, right? You see them that really clearly with cars as well. Like Subaru, for example, when I think of Subaru, I immediately think of safety. And so I think ultimately it's about finding what is that perspective? Where do you want to plant your flag and say, this is where I want to be known for, and here's what makes me different, and here's how I'm going to really differentiate myself from everybody else?
Hey, you know, pictures of my old 65 GTO might help out in that particular stuff, really. When
exactly.
You're talking about all these different kinds of angles and what they might be, you know, again, but when we're talking about whether it happens to be the tremendous challenge, the reason I co-wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, the overdue of so many different directions. In so many areas, and the challenge of parents, and the more talented your son or daughter is, many times the more the challenges might be, or the fact that you're dealing with some of these different, you know, the coaching world, like you had mentioned, has become, you know, such a big deal. The burnout world, such a very, very big deal.
100%.
Yes, in so many different areas. And, you know, when we're talking the health and wellness area, that we're still faced with, whether it's obesity or childhood obesity, and diabetes and high blood pressure is overwhelming. So the idea of getting the message out of health and wellness, being inclusive in so many different areas, becomes a very, very big deal. And any of those areas involve, you know, the challenge of advertising and getting your message out and branding has got to be an adventure for you guys.
100%. It really is.
So do you have a good sense of humor? Do you have a good sense of humor, Fabi? Is my question.
Oh, absolutely. You have to. I have three little kids, so you have to.
Really? So are you not a sports parent yet?
No, they're all artists and all theater kids and musicians. So not sports, but face competition too.
It's amazing how physically active the artist or the individual who's in stage shows might be into some of the situations where they're dancing 10 days a week in one regard or another. Some of the best athletes I've ever seen are dancers. So sometimes we might get mixed up, leave them out when we might be talking about that as a sideline. But it's always a challenge. As like we had said, in some different areas, especially in this day and age, the late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery, who used to come with me talking to parents or coaches, and he had some bullet points for sports parents or parents in any perspective. And number one was, don't be a critic. Well, he'd say, don't be analyzing your kids' activities on the way home in the car, whether it's on stage or whether it's on the field. And number two was, be a good listener. You know, are you having a good time? Are you, how are your teammates? A lot of these different areas that are as big a deal when we're dealing with a brand, I guess, depending who the individual is or the company is. And like you said, there's, I guess there's still room out there if there's still Pepsi and Coca-Cola, right, Fabi?
Exactly. There's always room. There's always room because there's always angles. There's always perspectives. And there's billions of people in the world, millions probably that need what you do specifically. But the only way to find them is by creating a message that speaks to the specific person's needs, right? So oftentimes people like to stay very broad. What really is going to make the difference is being very specific. Because when you get specific, then actually more people end up paying attention. So there's always opportunity, I believe.
Yes, you could talk all day about being specific. Dow specialist who I had on my show from the Netherlands a few months ago talked about one of the words in the Dow 2,500 years ago was simplicity. Another one was compassion, where he talked about the amazing how over the centuries, some of these things that are becoming a big deal in lifestyle attention, I think, which is good luck to us in many, many ways, you know, which is what really counts. In the ability of communicating and paying attention to good health and trying to be paying attention to whatever these teenagers are dealing with or the idea of what their parents or their grandparents. My challenge is how do I rename the book from hashtag Hey Sports Parents to hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents, Fabi?
Well, you create a new book. You create a new book and speak to a new audience.
Pay that kind of attention in so many ways. So again, developing a message, being helpful in being an architect in some of the strategic positioning. Give us the best site people can find out more about you and what you do.
They can find me at readytoinvestclients.com, or they can also book a 15-minute call with me at brandmessagesession.com. brandmessagesession.com, or what I will do is take a look at their messaging and give them feedback on exactly what they need to do to improve it.
And your first name is Fabi. Is one of my questions I wanted to leave you with. Thank you so much for joining us, Fabi. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody, moving right along, smooth as can be here, live radio. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we have an opportunity to preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, and then we might have a chance to answer an email or two, those who might want to participate to that world, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com. One of our faves, live from Australia, joins me next week. Sue Williams, who usually is on the next day with the time differences, her sports hypnosis, her animal psychology. But again, the sports hypnosis becomes such a big deal in the world of sports and sports medicine. So we're looking forward to her joining in again and talking about what a big deal paying attention, whether it's to recovery or enhanced performance, whether I have her sending messages to my neurotic cat, Pip, on behavior. And then John Domenico, he's one of our friends and colleagues on That One. And John adds a little bit of humor to a lot of his programs, whether he's involved as a guest or in front of a big audience. About so many of the different topics we talk about. We'll let him tune in some of his blend next week. The following week, another one of our faves, Rick Bava, who is the baby boomer guru, so involved with the magazine Today's Senior. We've gotten so many guests through his world of super seniors, the sports grandparents, etc. So Rick will be back with us. And then Shandini Khan, a gal who has gotten very involved through her own experience as well as her own now following through in the world of concussions, brain health, post-concussion, rehab, a lot of these different areas that everybody who listens to the sports doctor knows how much attention that I pay to that, whether we're dealing with some of our different colleagues and experts in the world of hyperbaric oxygen and brain health, whether we're talking about our friends from the Aviv Clinic in Israel, again, brain health, performance, anti-aging, all of these other topics. Hilary Loftus, who's probably been on a dozen times with me, with the mental help to the wounded warriors in the military and hyperbaric oxygen. So lots of stuff in that world. Dr. Bob Wisdom, the mental game. The whole show today, so many different shows, with one of my favorite quotes, which is, again, whether you are the best athlete in the world, whether you're their grandmother, whether you are their coach, their parent, what a big deal the mental game is in so many different areas, whether you used to call it, you know, with a positive mental attitude and paying attention to how trainable some of these systems are as the awareness grows to how important it is, including all sorts of what we now call complementary medicine, the blending, like over the years, decades of the sports doctor, I have featured the blending of holistic medicine, whether it was injections and surgery and team physicians on the right with the American's healthcare system, good luck to us, or it was the holistic side on the left, the Eastern cultures, the acupuncture, the soft tissue therapies, the vibration therapies, the whole mental world of that, or now, again, in the middle of all of it, sports, pharmacy, and some of those particular areas, hormonal therapy, some of these other different challenges in every area, chronic pain management. One of my colleagues who was a contributor to our book, Sports Parents, Robert Andrews, talking about his whole specialty in the mental area today is dealing with post-injury and the mental side of having to deal with some of these things. Again, attention to the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, thesportsdoctorradio.com. All our attention to type 2 diabetes, juvenile diabetes. I want to thank our friends, not only at BBS Radio, also at That One Brand Promo and Podcasting. And hey, we'll catch everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.